Good morning, Garrigan. Hi, I'm Andrew Albert.
I'm Chase Redding.
And I'm David Frieders. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us to hear the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, 23 members of the Golden Bear math team went down to Ames to compete in one of the largest Great Plains Math League competitions around. While math competitions are theoretically classed, this small school division includes any high school with less than 1,000 students. That makes it especially impressive that both Garrigan's varsity and JV teams ended up in second place overall at the tournament.
Math tournaments consist of several rounds of competition. In the sprint round, each competitor individually takes a long, hard test. In the target round, they focus on four lengthy, involved problems. The team round lets three students work together to solve problems, while in the relay round, each team member answers is used to help the next person get their answer. The varsity team of Dylan Frecking, Maria Claus, and Tony Rouse was third in the round and second in the relay round. Tied with another Garrigan team made up Chrissy Claus, Melly Myers, and the Kent Wrecker. Maria and Tony qualified for state with their target round scores, and Tony also qualified by placing well in the sprint round. Among JV competitors, Chris Hansen, Christopher Schmidt, and Joe Straub finished second in the team round. Also earning awards were sophomores Daniel Ram and Kelly Rouse, and freshmen Luke McCall, Cassie Rising, Brittany Birdie, and Nick Helmer. Congratulations to Coach Daryl Kohlhaus and everyone involved in the math team.
Also last weekend, a small team from BGHS competed in the first ever South O'Brien Invitational Quiz Bowl tournament. Three students, Ethan Dahlhauser, Jacob Zittridge, and Brent Kayeski, represented Garrigan at the tournament. They finished with a 2-2 record, including a big win over the host team. Quiz Bowl is in action again today. Ethan, Jacob, and Brent will be joined by Melissa Cruz, Ben Golitzer, and the Jacob Lane as they compete at the Abington Parkersburg tournament. Good luck to them.
This weekend, the Bishop Garrigan Music and Drama Department is presenting their biannual Madrigal. The Madrigal dinner is at 6:30 tonight, and the brunch will be served at noon tomorrow. The Madrigal Royal Court includes Queen Emily Rising, King Shane Koob, together with AJ Lane, Joanne Kirsch, Amanda Cruz, Megan Bovert, and Chrissy Goss. Other members of the court are Casey Arndorfer, Rebecca Kramer, Ashley Creeps, Kendra Plath, Alec Buckholt, Rebecca Brosnan, Chris Hansen, Ben Hellman, and Sam Norlin. The Madrigal also includes a short play called The Storytellers, which features Garrison Brosnan, Rachel Berkland, Chris Lobach, Dylan Frecking, Brent Kasky, and Michelle Koloss, as well as Brittany Stone, Holly Berkland, Chris Kellner, Megan Mayer, Jenna Richter, Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, and Casey Rising. Best wishes to the whole Madrigal cast. Break a leg, everybody!
The Golden Bears boys basketball team has gotten off to a slow start this season, but they're hoping to get a streak going with three big games next week. The Bears play Central Monday, Humble on Tuesday, and Algona next Friday. Returning seniors on this year's team include Logan Wood, Chris Kastman, Brian Capacious, Nick Redding, Scott Kolash, Josh Ram, and Alex Elbert. The varsity squad also includes 6'6 AJ Don and fellow juniors Colby Creeps, Lee Bashir, John Parrish, Chase Redding, and Andrew Elbert. Good luck to Coach Roger Freilich and the Bears.
The Golden Bear girls have gotten off to a great start this year, winning all but one of their six games. Senior veterans on the girls' team this year include Maria Kohlhaus, Kelly Black, Alyssa Gish, Alicia Miller, and Brittany Peffer. They are joined by juniors Macy Fickbaum, Carrie Courtney, Bridget Murphy, Melissa Cruz, and Rachel Sauls, and sophomores Megan Hilbert, Allison Blocker, and Mandy Kohlhaus. We hope their success continues all through the season. Good luck to Coach Ron Patterson and the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears.
The JV basketball teams are also important.
In addition to those
who suit varsity, the JV girls squad includes sophomore Jesse Rosenmeyer, Callie Smith, Shannon Miller, Kelly Rouse, plus Brandy Roffler, Ashley Beisch, Katie Malachek, Mally Balik, and Desiree Jurgensen. The JV boys include Kyle Smith, Brett Capacious, Jimmy Gielan, Brian Patterson, Matt Elbert, as well as Christopher Schmidt, Brandon Don, Corey Wheel, and Joe Straub, including four amazing juniors, Andrew Elbert, Chase Redding, John Parrish, and Lee Brashear. Good luck to the coach, Beanie Bodie, and Father Schoen, and the JV teams.
They're back! Impulse, a vocal band from the Twin Cities that does all its music, including instrumental and percussion effects, entirely with their voices, is coming back to Garrigan for another Christmas concert. They'll be performing in Friedman Auditorium next Wednesday, December 20th. Tickets are available from any Garrigan Music student, and they cost just $8 in advance or $10 at the door. There was a big crowd last year, so be sure to get your tickets early. Our senior spotlight this week shines on Abby Bradley. Here to tell you about her is our very own Andrew Elbert.
Abby Bradley is one of two seniors who will be graduating from Garrigan at the end of the first semester. She's now grown a native who has been involved in a wide variety of activities over the years, including sports, quiz bowl, speech, and music. Abby has already taken some college classes, which will give her a head start when she attends Kirkwood Community College starting next month. We wish Abby all the best in the future.
Thank you, Andrew. On our Golden Bear calendar day, there's a quiz bowl in Parkersburg. Then tonight we'll have the Madrigal dinner. Tomorrow is the third Sunday of Advent, and we'll have a Madrigal brunch at noon. Monday, we'll have an Advent prayer service. That night, the varsity boys will host Central, and the freshman basketball players travel to Estherville.
Tuesday, we'll have a prayer service on the symbolism of Christmas tradition. There will be state nurses' aid testing that day, and at night, we'll have a basketball quad with the Bears hosting Humboldt.
Wednesday, in Christian leadership, the group will take the kindergarten prep students to the nativity scene in the morning, and in the afternoon, they'll be delivering fruit baskets. That night, Impulse will be presented their Christmas concert.
Thursday morning, we'll have our Christmas Mass at St. Cecilia's. The Madrigal group will be caroling that night.
With the Smiths early next Friday, the Bears face Algona High that night. The JV games are across town and the varsity here at Garrigan. The BGHS softball team will serve an Italian supper at the games.
Now that's the Bear facts for this week.
We'll be back next weekend with a special Christmas show.
Be sure to join us then for all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.